My name is Beck. I'm the co-host of the Not Superwoman podcast, and I'm the great-granddaughter of Irish, American, and Italian immigrants, and I'm grateful to call Australia home. I'd like to acknowledge the Wurundjeri people of the Kulin Nation as the traditional owners of this land of which the podcast was recorded, and extend our respects to the elders past and present. I am in awe of their strength, of the world's oldest living culture, and I'm grateful for the opportunity to share this podcast on their land.
Welcome to this week's episode of Recap and Ramble. Welcome, Rat.
Hello.
You feeling happy for the day ahead?
I am. I have a good start to the day. I played cardio tennis today.
What the hell's that?
It's when you – I actually – do you know what I've realised about myself through this is I love movement and sport, but I hate competitiveness. So I like it because I don't have to compete, but you get to have fun playing tennis. So you run around the court and it's not about the game. It's not about scoring. It's just actually about hitting the ball and running.
Having fun.
And listening to music. It's good. I highly recommend, guys.
Great. And I've just had my third coffee – and I'm kind of buzzing a bit, but the smoke alarm went off at 5 a.m. this morning.
Oh, why?
I don't know, but that scares the living hell out of you.
Oh, my God, that would freak me out.
And then I thought I'd turned it off, went back to bed, and it came on again.
Oh, so something must be triggering it, though, or is it running out
of
battery?
Well, I've ripped it out of the wall, so it won't be happening again.
Safe to say safety is not first in your house.
I'm feeling a little bit overtired and kind of a little bit shitty. And my fuse is really short as I screamed to get in the car this morning, and my neighbour was like, "Morning, Zoe," and I'm like, "Everything's fine."
I just start out with good intentions every single day because I'm like, be a loving mother, start on a good note today, and then I'm like, get in the car.
Yeah, seriously.
I know. I'm like, why? Every morning, but anyway.
No, I just, yeah, well, you know, we can only do our best.
So we're coming off the back of our episode with the incredible Chanel Contos, Courage, Confidence and Consent, and her book Consent Laid Bare. And it was funny. The episode when I was, I think if anyone has had a chance to listen, when I wrote the questions, what was coming more to my mind outside of her, because I had read her book, I was just thinking about, my goodness, this is a lot for a 25-year-old. So I just wanted to understand Chanel and her stage of womanhood, being 25 and carrying that the weight of the world on her shoulders, so to speak. So our interview is really more about how she manages the pressures of everything going on and the effects that it's had on her.
Oh, I found it so intriguing the way that her relationships have changed with the men in her life.
Mm.
Because it is a lot. And having, you know, she mentions that people come up to her in the street and God, she really appreciates them sharing what is such a personal thing with her.
Mm.
But that is such a big thing for someone to carry.
Oh, and the effect that it's had on her. It's changed her.
Yeah.
I mean, I think we were talking about it earlier, but like it's almost like it's been the cost of being an advocate in sexual assault and sexual violence is that, you know, it's changed her connection with intimacy. And, you know, it's something that I'm sure over time and as her role evolves, and I know she wants to go into more of a gender equality space in time to come, but it is something that, yeah, it's deeply affected her, which is, you know, in a way I feel just so grateful that she has taken a huge hit, so to speak, for the sake of the greater good of girls to come coming through school and you know, women in general all around the world.
Yeah, it's pretty incredible. Speaking of women around the world, I've been deep diving this because I just find her so painful, but I can't look away.
Yeah.
And it's always intriguing when someone from, well, Melbourne neighbours marries a billionaire in America.
UK.
UK. Sorry, I'm wrong. So I didn't deep dive that deep, obviously. Got the country wrong. I've got his name right, though. Nick Candy.
Yeah.
Holly Valance.
I know. I just feel I'm very – a whole array of emotions on this, because my main thing that I've said to Zoe is I have no problem with someone having strong opinions. I have a problem when people don't say it in a way that's meaningful and respectful. And as soon as you start going below the belt derogatory, you've lost me. I'm like, your point's lost too, because you're just sounding really too far one way and nasty. Like,
so I'll be derogatory.
Yeah.
She's a lunatic.
Okay. All right.
That's my opinion. I actually
you
think
lost me. No,
I look
joking.
At her and I'm like, you are nuts. Like, I just, some of the things she says, I'm like, you are genuinely slightly not a hungy.
I do think it is the cost of someone living in an extremely privileged elitist bubble, really.
But just to be a complete climate change denier, I do find that slightly alarming.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. I mean, this is the problem. I feel like people are either staunchly left or people like to box people, and that's what drives me mad. I'm like, I like to try and think of myself as listening to each party and each opinion. And yeah, and there's been the debate about how people who are staunchly left are allowed to vocalise things more than people who are staunchly right. And when the staunchly right speak, that they are offensive and inconsiderate. But I think I just, to be honest, I know this doesn't help the situation, but I more so feel like everyone should have the ability to be able to vocalise things respectfully. Yes. And listen to everyone, regardless. Yep. Of whatever.
And not call Greta a gremlin.
Which, is slightly horrifying to think someone would.
It's actually quite a great word though, gremlin.
It is a great word, but
I might just start using it about.
No, don't. You'll just end up like, dear old Holly.
Holly, well, to be married to a billionaire living in the UK might not be so bad.
But anyway, on a lighter note, what have you been – let's do our – what have you been watching?
Well, I've just finished, and I wish I hadn't finished it. You know when you feel a bit sad, like you mourn
a series
yeah. And then you just get into bed and you're like, oh, there's nothing to watch as you scroll through like 400 streaming platforms.
I know. I know that feeling. It's weird that it's got to be – yeah.
There's just too much.
There is too much, but there is so many options, and it's weird to feel like there's no option sometimes, but there is.
I know. Well, I think I just finished watching Guy Ritchie's The Gentleman.
Oh.
And I loved his original film. It was so good. And then the series has been great. And Charlie and I have enjoyed that together.
Oh, see, I thought when you said to me you have to watch this, I thought you were just talking about the film, but there is actually a series.
There's a new series, and it's on, I want to say, Stan. I'm just going to chuck that out there. I think that could be very wrong. Could be Prime, could be Netflix, but I think it's Stan.
Oh, that's and so it's helpful.
Fun. It's great. It's a black humour. It's, yeah, it's English. It's funny. It's, there's something for everyone. Well, not everyone. There's something. Yeah, my review isn't great. Anyway, just watch it because it's fun.
Just watch it. I'm in the near the end of One Day. Oh,
horrific.
I did deeply sob the other night. To a point where Tom came over and gave me a hug because he was a little bit disturbed at how hard I was crying. But I tried to get him to watch it with me. He's sort of walking past the TV and stopping for 5 minutes and then walking off again. But I can tell he's intrigued, but it's beautiful. It's so, like, it is one of those shows that you just like, just tell her you love her. Just tell him you love him. You know what I mean? But they're just, you know.
I can't. I read the book. I think it's a book. Yeah, I did read the book. And it was, like, I'm scarred from the book. Like, I'm not touching.
Well, I don't know if I'm ready for the last episode because of, yeah.
Oh, Mum was like, rang me. She's like, do not watch it. I watched it by accident. Do not watch it.
So that's what I've been watching. And then I took Izzy to the ballet yesterday, which was, we wag school. And
nostalgic.
We went, yep. I know. I was thinking about it when I was there because my mum wasn't around growing up, my godmother took me to lots of this stuff, and I just remember how much I loved like having like exciting new kind of cultural experiences type thing.
I just think it's something that Yeah, because my godmother and aunt used to give us that as a present every year, an experience.
Yeah.
And you remember the time you spent with them and each individual show. We used to go and see things like West Side Story and wait out the front for the actors to come out and get them to sign the programs.
Oh, that's such a lovely thing to do. We could have done that.
A little bit sad, but fun.
No, gorgeous. But it is. It's beautiful. And I just was looking at the dancers like, my gosh, people that dedicate their whole entire lives to perfect such a incredible.
Oh, they are so fit.
Oh, I know.
Like you sit there and you're like, whoa.
After my 30 minutes of cardio tennis, I'm panting on the sidelines.
But it is beautiful and it's escapism from life. Like you sit there for, you know, a couple of hours and you're just transported somewhere else.
Yes, and it just experiencing. I mean, like it's so different to, again, a musical or a theatre performance or a circus. Like each of them have such different impacts.
Yeah.
So it was. I highly – at the Australian Ballet Theatre Company did a
And you can
job.
Get really good last-minute matinee tickets as
yes.
well.
Yeah.
You've just got to kind of look out for them and go at random times.
Yeah. And Easter's coming up.
Oh, God.
Tell me what you're doing.
I wish I was doing nothing. I actually wish I was staying at home in my old bed with mum and dad.
That seems they're to coming. Be a reoccurring
no,
thing.
No, I know. Well, they're coming to look after the dogs because we've been invited camping. The girls and Charlie are so excited. I am terrified. I genuinely don't love outdoor things. Like, I love a walk. I love a... Well, I don't love a hike. I don't know where I'm going with that. I like indoors. The I'm huntsman spider phobic. I love like.
I feel like the good thing about I wouldn't say is that spiders are more likely to be in say cabins than they are coming into tents.
Well, I booked. So this is my conundrum here. I booked the local motel, and it does look like I could be killed in the local motel. Like it's got that not fun motoring type vibe. It's got like that someone was murdered here vibe. So, and Huntsman Spider 2 vibe. So I was like, am I better to be at the campsite near Charlie where he could help me?
Yeah.
Or at the motoring alone where I'm alone?
I'm voting campsite until it gets too much and then you go.
And I can drink and self-medicate at the campsite. It's just that I won't be able to drive back to the back to the motel. So I'm kind of weighing it up.
Yeah, because I, safe to say, I'm traumatised from Outward Bound in Year 9 at school where they sent us bush for 2 weeks and you couldn't you couldn't shower. You weren't allowed to wash with soap in the river because you didn't want to leave, like, contaminate the river water.
Yes.
We were confined essentially to either – and it was like winter or something and it was freezing
I got out
cold.
Of that camp.
Yes. Zoe was the one that always got out of camp and sleepovers. She'd come.
I'm homesick.
She would come until like 9:30 and then for the fun part and then we'd all be left in the trenches of a nightmare sleep at a sleepover and Zoe would be tucked in
home.
At home.
Home, sleeping like a lammy. So hang on, tell me about your Easter. I feel like it'll be very far removed from mine.
No, well, my sister is returning home from overseas for the first time in like 5-6 years and all the cousins are getting together who are around the same age for the first time ever and I'm so looking forward to it. I'm preparing for it though. I mean
– Emotionally.
The reality of it is there are such highlights but when you also have three different – so I've got two sisters and then they've got kids. So when you like merge – I feel like anyone listening will understand. When you put three different families that have different routines and structures and schedules together, you are even in a holiday
playing with fire.
Even in a holiday mode, it can be stressful. So I know that it's going to be wonderful, but it's going to have its challenging moments. Like for example, there's 15 of us and we are all on the same flights in like seated row after row of each other. So it's going to be. And then I've got a little shuttle bus coming to pick us up from the Queensland Airport.
I feel like
Airport.
Because it's you would have organised this really, really well.
Well, I've been to Big W. I've done our big shop. We've got our bunny ears and our matching jammies and our matching or everything. So, you know, I love a theme and I love commercialisation. So
great. Do you deny climate change?
know, but I do. I totally yeah, it love is getting fun into it.
And you know what? Like, you've just got to go with it. Like, you never have your yeah. whole family here together.
No. And like, I feel
that's
like
massive.
It's been 5 years since the last time, so it's going to probably be another five at least for until the next one. So who knows? But that's easy. Preparing for school holidays again feels like preparing again for battle. I feel like we say this every other day.
Well, every 8 weeks.
But it is. It's like, oh, my God. So we've got that and then it's holiday programs and whatever. So I've just got to get through that period.
Well, on that note, good luck. Thanks. I probably won't speak to you for a while.
I'll see you when I'm coming out the other end. I've spent the this week, I'm like starting to take supplements, hit up an extra Pilates class, go to the hairdresser. It's like you're preparing for like,
well, it's the end of the world, isn't it?
Okay. But
I know, I was like, what do I prepare for camping? And I was like, well, nothing.
Just
make sure you take a lot of sedatives.
some champagne, no, sedatives, I'll be fine. Chocolate for Easter and yep. And your hot water bottle. We all know you love that.
Well, so. There's no hot water, but yes.
Good luck.
Thanks, Rat. Bye. Adios.
Thank you for joining us for this week's episode of Not Super Woman. You can find extra resources, links and information on our website, which is notsuper-woman.com.
Is that a dash or a hyphen?
A dash is a hyphen, Rash.
Wonderful.
And if you're enjoying what we're bringing, you can follow us on our socials and we're across all podcast platforms. So hit subscribe, guys.